The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
More people have been in space than been in that tent. It's the ultimate.
On your marks, get set, bake!
I got a handshake!
I just broke the oven.
The head exploded.
I've literally dropped a clanger!
Your grandma is a genius.
Get in.
Yes, ma'am.
This is such enormous fun. It's just a shame it's a competition, really.
I just keep pinching myself. Is it real?
Same old bake-off. Familiar, comforting, lovely.
Now is a clip from last night's opening episode of this year's Great British Bake Off. So 12 more contestants have found themselves in that iconic white tent to be judged on their ability to create a vast variety of completely impractical food on demand in front of an international TV audience. Here to tell us all about it is broadcaster and Bake Off super fan Paul Ryder. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Anton. Yeah, as Prue says there, it's heartwarming, it's lovely, it's everything we want from our television, and I think it's making a welcome return to Channel 4 again. Although it moved from BBC in 2017, it's back on Channel 4 with, you know, people have they've criticised the new cast or the new set of judges and the new hosts over the couple of years, but when it kicks off and you sit down to watch something like this, you just can't help but feel that kind of heartwarming feeling. And last night was no different. Like you said, we welcomed 12 brand new contestants into the tent, which is based in Downhall in Essex. And it just felt like home. It just felt like a nice Victoria sponge, I think I'd call it.
Is the only surviving judge from the original on the BBC Paul Hollywood?
The most richest man probably standing there tasting cake. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, he's the one delighted with his life, getting to eat cake all day and probably raking in the millions as each series goes by. But yeah, we lost Mel and Sue in 2017. Mary Berry then jumped ship as well when they went, when it moved from the BBC. And there was a lot of criticism when it moved in its first year that, oh, it's not going to be the same. And then even when it airs, it was like, oh, it's not going to be the same. But here we are still watching it on Channel 4. I think Channel 4 kind of took it and, like Channel 4 do, turned it a little bit naughtier than it might have needed to be. And look, still hooked. People are still watching, I guarantee you. The figures haven't been released yet, but I guarantee you they're through the roof again because it is that staple. It's like your I'm a Celeb, like when Big Brother started years ago. The family sat around and watched it. It's at a really good time. It's 8 p.m. every single week. And it's just nice, easy viewing. And everyone wants to learn to be a baker, especially in the last 2 years when all we could do was sit in our kitchens and sit in our houses with our families. It was great for kids to learn how to bake, and we're kind of following suit now.
It has long been one of those programs that I've sort of dipped in and out of, but in honor of your presence this morning, I sat through the entire thing last night, and the one thing that struck me was, maybe it's only because of the early stages, the disparity in skill level among the contestants. There were some of them who looked like they should be professional, working in patisseries somewhere in Paris, and some of them looked like they'd never seen an oven in their lives.
I think I have to agree with you. When I saw the Showstopper Challenge, because obviously it decks out into three challenges per week. You've got your signature challenge, your technical challenge, and then your Showstopper. When it came to the Showstopper last night, I was kind of looking, going, ah, lads, like, I'm sure there's people in secondary school home ec who are making better, going, I could do a better job than that. But I think that's the beauty of this program, is that over the course of the next couple of weeks, we're going to see the bakers grow. And I think with the casting, when it comes to Bake Off, they cast real life people. Like you've got a retired midwife, you've got a sales manager, you've got a police detective and a 19-year-old vegan, which is just, it's everyone you'd see on a tube in London every single morning going to work. And I think that's why we like it so much, because these people aren't out to be famous like the Love Islands or the Big Brothers or the whatevers. These people are there to bake.
Oh, and they're there to enjoy. On. Ah, Paul, it's their love of baking that has them on the box.
No, come on. Now, hold on a minute. When was the last time somebody said to you, oh, yeah, that girl from Bake Off, and you remembered her name and remembered everything she did? No, people, maybe they're not there just to be a baker's, but they have to realize that going on Bake Off is not going to make their career. You're going to get to do an up and down the country.
You're going to get to do an up and down the country. You're going to get some kind of book off the back of it. If you're lucky, you'll get a spoon or a ladle or some kind of bakeware named after you in Debenhams or wherever.
Do you think Maggie... Do you think Maggie is there to be Do you think Maggie's there to now go on to I'm a Celeb at the end of the year? I don't think so. Retired midwife Maggie, who's been baking for 60 years, she proved herself to be a firm favourite. And I think if she keeps up that, you know, old lady vibe, I think she'll walk away with the crown or with the golden spoon.
It is a thing, though, that they have to get great credit for, because these shows, when you look at them, they just look self-evident. You know, it's a bit like looking at a sculpture. Sure, it was always there. Well, it started as a block of marble. The subtlety of like that, the casting, the interplay of who they've picked to put on and the demographics that they've ticked off, the way it is shot, the amount of time that goes into the edit, the quality of the setup and the amount of crew that they must put into it. I mean, this is a very expensive, very complicated, very well put together piece of TV, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think when Virgin Media did their own version back in Bay a couple of years ago, they actually couldn't do it again because the expense of how much it cost, because they put so much into it. And you've literally just hit the nail on every single head there. You can see by it that the casting process is so careful, because they're trying to be diverse, they're trying to be inclusive, they're just trying to show that it's not about the bold and the beautiful or whatever. They're trying to show every single walk of life, get into the kitchen and bake. Like, look, Freya is 19. She's a psychology student and she's a vegan. Like, that was the strangest thing in the world, to see a vegan on Bake Off, because obviously it's going to make her life 10 times harder. But she just kind of in her cool, calm and collected went, it's grand. And I think that that's even better, because it's making us love her even more, because she's just getting in and getting it done. You had Jürgen yesterday as well, who he's the German guy.
Bringing back the Black Forest Gatto, finally.
I know. I wouldn't have been a big fan myself. My whole mouth did do a little bit of a tinge when he said Black Forest Gatto. But it was his awkward kind of nature that made me a little bit more endearing to him. I was like, oh God, he's kind of nice. I'd be looking forward to seeing where he goes. And then obviously we lost Tom. Tom, for ages, I didn't know who he was. I was like, I see a crew member who just walked out. So when he got kicked out, I was like, I'm okay with that. You got crazy Liverpoolian Lizzie, who is just a bit mad and just a bit off the wall. But you know what? These are the people we see in our everyday life. These are the people we see down in supermarkets day in, day out. Now I'm delighted I get to watch them for the next couple of weeks on Bake Off.
There's a couple of texts. There's a fair consensus coming in the text, by the way. Things like, not as good as the BBC version, but I enjoyed it all the same. Paul is not correct in respect of the Bake Off. It is not a patch on the BBC. It was rubbish last night. I will not be watching it anymore. Bring back Mary Berry. Can I put a thing to you, Paul? Because having watched the entire episode for the first time in my life, it is a magnificently put together thing. It is a hell of an achievement. It is gorgeous TV. But at the end of it, I found myself sitting there thinking, still just people making cakes.
Still just people making cakes. I think that because it was the first episode, I think it's always an hour and a half long, which even I, at one point, at about 9:15, was a bit like, all right, you could have cut 15 minutes out of this just to kind of to keep us completely hooked. So there is that element.
It's people making cakes, Paul. Like, ultimately, who cares? It's just cakes.
But that's like saying that people in Love Island are just living in a house. Do you know what I mean? It's all relative to what it is. Listen, I'm a TV fanatic. You can put whatever in front of me. I'm delighted it's back. That's something that kind of keeps you hooked every single week. And Bake Off is good because you can dip in and dip back out again and just kind of even Google who went last week, what did they cook, was it crap? Grant, we'll move on now this week, because they're brand new cakes, they're brand new challenges, and they're brand new opportunities for people to drop cakes on the floor, which I am totally here for.
Paul, thanks very much. That is Paul Ryder, who, as you may have guessed, is a Bake Off super fan.